I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. There's another invasive species creeping its way into the waters of West Virginia. I'll tell you a little more about it right after this. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. The Asian carp is slowly migrating upstream and starting to impact the waters of the Ohio River in West Virginia. Chris O'Bara is the Ohio River biologist for the West Virginia DNR.
Well, Asian carp were first introduced into the Mississippi River drainage, I think it was back in the probably late 1970s, 1980s. They were introduced by aquaculture folks to try to control snails and other things that were in the aquaculture ponds.
And for sportsmen, it is a real threat.
They do have an impact on native fish populations. When they have invaded a area, primarily in the Mississippi River, Illinois River, you probably heard of from there, or even up to the Ohio River, that they do displace native fish. And native fish are the things that we like to catch, I guess, from that standpoint. So they have displaced, and there's been a decrease in population numbers in some of those areas.
But probably the bigger threat is, believe it or not, one to public safety, especially if you enjoy boating.
Both of us have seen the videos, you know, YouTube videos of people driving their boats up and down the rivers, primarily in the Illinois River and the Missouri River, the lower Ohio River, and these 30-pound fish are jumping over the boats and potentially hitting boaters or other people that are out there, you know, water skiers, jet skiers, or any type of recreational users. So there is a public safety issue as far as with Asian carp, both from people getting, you know, injured by and potentially getting hit by these fish and just kind of disrupting, just not making it safe to be out on a boat at times.
So what do you do? The carp are big, fast-growing, and reproduce by the thousands. Well, the DNR in West Virginia and other Ohio River states are entering into cooperative agreements with commercial fishermen in hopes of stemming the movement and monitoring the population.
Monitoring the population. We're trying to fish the leading edge or the leading edge of these invasive species as they're moving upstream and try to slow down their population growth and also their movement so that trying to contain them is probably the best thing that we can do.
And they've even resorted to what O'Bara calls a Judas fish.
So we've actually collected some of these fish and implanted a transmitter into the fish, and then we follow the one fish and try to track them back to that individual fish back into a large school of Asian carp.
O'Bara said the best thing to do, though, is to never move live fish from one body of water to another, and that includes moving live bait. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.